Happy 4th of July weekend. I pray that it has been and will continue to be a very blessed weekend for you and for your families. I have appreciated the many traditions that we have surrounding this celebration of our nation's founding, and it's been a special time for my own family as we got together at my grandma's cottage over on the other side of the lake, just south of Calumet County Park, to spend time together, to grill out, to go fishing, swimming, and at the end of the day to watch the fireworks from around the lake, even the ones in Oshkosh, which I saw much closer last night. But of course we know that the 4th of July is about much more than these things, especially this year. We celebrate 250 years since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And this year also, our bishops have consecrated our nation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus to mark this moment in our history and to place our nation, as well as to place each one of our hearts under the kingship of Jesus Christ in his Sacred Heart. The truth that living in freedom is achieved by living under the rule of Christ in his heart, his rule, his guidance, this permeates our readings today, I think providentially. And the gospel that we hear is actually one of the same gospels that is used on the feast day of the Sacred Heart, in which Jesus tells you and I what his heart looks like and what he hopes to shape each one of our hearts to be as well. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves." His heart is meek. His heart is humble. It is patient. It desires to teach us how our hearts might be like his. And what really stands out today for me is that his heart is restful. His heart is restful. And in his heart, we find freedom from all that burdens us and weighs us down. And the source of this rest he describes just a few sentences earlier in the gospel. He says, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father." Jesus is able to rest because he has this perfect trust and this perfect reliance on his heavenly Father to provide for him. He does not worry about providing for himself and figuring it out himself. Rather, in the moments of anxiety and worry, he turns to his Father and says, "Father, you will provide for me what I need." And so we see this relationship in which the Father bestows his love on the Son, and the Son receives his love and returns it in praise to the Father, as he said today, "I praise you, Father." And so he invites us into this very same relationship in our baptism. Because the truth is that in our baptism, you and I were adopted as a son or as a daughter of the Father and invited into this relationship of love, this life of God. We were washed clean from original sin and invited into sharing the very life of God, which we call grace, which we nourish when we receive the Eucharist, who is Jesus himself. And this life that we are reconnected to when we separate ourselves through sin, we can reconnect ourselves to that life through the sacrament of reconciliation. And so just as Jesus lives in this freedom of being a son of God, relying on the Father, he invites us to allow him to rule our hearts, to shape our hearts, that we might live in that same freedom of relying on the Father and not relying on ourselves. This freedom that our world does not quite understand, because Jesus invites us from living according to the flesh, as St. Paul describes, to living according to the Spirit, from living from being self-reliant, from relying on ourselves, from needing to figure it out ourselves, pulling up our bootstraps when we confront a problem or something in our lives that weighs us down, that burdens us, that hurts us, to living in this radical reliance on the Father's love and his care for us, that no matter what happens, good or bad, good or evil, that the Father's love remains this stable foundation for our lives and hearts, just as it was for Jesus. And in our collect at the beginning of Mass, we prayed to the Father, and we asked him that he fill us, we said, fill your faithful with holy joy. For on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. And so in our baptisms, the Father rescued us from this slavery to sin, setting us free. And let us make this our prayer today, that we might continue to live in this freedom, and that we might receive the holy joy and the eternal gladness that comes with being a son, comes with being a daughter of the Heavenly Father. And so on this 250th anniversary of our nation's independence, let us pray that this might be our own spiritual day of independence, liberation day, that whatever has been burdening us, we might offer on the altar today to our Father, that it might be transformed as we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, that we might find joy and freedom of serving the King of our hearts.